Om Shanti. 16th of January 2019, Wednesday. Whispers from beyond. Father Brahma always remained absorbed in God's love. Apart from the Father, he did not see anything else. In his thoughts was Baba. In his words was Baba. And in his actions, he had the Father's company. When you speak any words while stable in the stage of being absorbed in love, love lean, then these words of love will tie the other souls with love. Stay in this stage of being merged in love, and the one word Baba will work like magic. So the effort for today is, just as Father Brahma always remained absorbed in God's love and he did not see anything else except the Father, his thoughts, his words, his actions, they were all colored with one Father. And when you get situated in such a stage, and whenever you speak something, then those words of love will tie other souls with love. And stay in this stage of being merged in love. And then the words that will emerge from your mouth, they all will work like magic. And the word Baba, mostly, it will work like magic. So this is today's effort. To remain absorbed in love, to remain merged in God's love, to remain drowned in divine love. So this divine love is one such thing. Baba is saying, this divine love, taste the nectar of this divine love. A soul who has tasted the sweetness of this love finds all other loves of this world tasteless. Divine love is the highest of all the loves in the world, because it is selfless, because it is very pure, because it is unlimited. This divine love has got three components. One thing that is seen in all the divine lovers is restlessness. They are ever eager, hungry to meet the beloved. It's just like there is a room and one thief is in this room, and there is a thin partition and there is another room, and in that another room there is a bag of gold, and there is a thief who is here in this room, and there is a thin partition and there is a bag of gold. Can this thief sleep the whole night? It's very difficult, because he will be constantly thinking about the bag of gold, how to reach that bag of gold. So he will remain restless. The love of God is like that. It keeps one restless because it wants to get drowned, it wants to get merged, it wants to get become one with the beloved. It seeks the divine union. So divine love means there is yearning, longing, desire, a very deep desire to meet the beloved, to be with the beloved, to stay in his company. This is what is divine love. So the first component of divine love is, it doesn't ask anything. Divine love means no begging. It doesn't want anything in return. That is the first qualification of the divine love. Or the, if you make a triangle, at the top, no begging, no asking. It doesn't want anything in return. It is loving for love's sake. We are loving Baba not because he is giving us anything. In fact, he does give us many things, but the love is not based on that barter system. It is the very nature of the soul to love the Supreme Soul. And soul cannot stay without loving the Supreme Soul. It is the very religion of the soul. It is the very nature of the soul. Remembrance, yad, Baba says, is the religion of the soul. So when a true love is born in any soul, the first thing that happens is it doesn't ask anything. I don't want anything. Nothing means nothing. Na janam, na dhanam, na sundarim, na kavitam, na jagdish kamaye, mama janmani janmaneshwari, bhagavata bhakti rahetu ki tvai. The divine lover says, I don't want women, I don't want wealth, I don't want poetries. O Jagdishwar, O Lord, I should have your divine love with me, birth after birth. That is the expression of the divine love. It doesn't ask anything, it doesn't want anything. While the worldly people, they go to God and they ask 100 things. That is their love. It is selfish in nature. It's no love at all. It's just a bargain. But the divine love is beyond all bargain. Beyond divine love is beyond all questioning. It doesn't even ask why you did this, why you did that. Thy will shall be done. Whatever you desire, whatever you think right, I have that full faith. So the first component of divine love is no asking, no begging, no calling out. If somebody is begging to God, he is still suffering from spiritual poverty. The second component of divine love is no fear. It is fearless, or rather, the divine love makes one fearless. For example, a mother is there, and she is going with her child, and a cat crosses the path, and mother is afraid. But now the same mother is in the dark forest, and suddenly the lion pounces upon her, that child. The mother would protect her child and she would be in the mouth of lion. All of a sudden she has become fearless because of her love for the child has made her fearless. So any love will induce fearlessness. And the divine love is the highest stage of fearlessness. Because all the divine lovers down the ages, they were opposed, criticized, maligned, condemned, criticized by people. They were martyred, rather. But their fearlessness knew no bound. They were fearless, intrepid all the time. So the love makes you fearless. No fear. You do not oppose what the world says, what the world will say. Suddenly a new energy, a new spirit enters the soul. Just imagine when this yagya was started in 1936-37, all those children, they were so small, and suddenly they got so much fearless. From where they acquired the power to give up the families, from where they acquired the power to resist the opposition of the world, they all had become fearless. If suppose there is a fear in our heart at present, and there is a confusion whether I would be able to continue in this path of knowledge, probably divine love has not taken birth. We still fear what the world will say. And we still have a lot of questions. If I don't do, then what will happen? I don't eat this, what will happen? If I don't marry, what will happen? What my parents will say and what the world will say? All this battery of questions indicates severe deficiency of divine love. So once the divine love takes birth, one becomes fearless. And the third component of divine love is, love is not the goal. Love is not the end. Love is the means, but love is the end also. It is not that love is the destination. Love is the journey itself. The journey itself is so beautiful. So love doesn't desire. Love doesn't desire. Love doesn't want that something else should happen. If I love, then this will be the result. Love itself is the result. Love itself is the reward. Love itself is the prize. And love itself is the... you get the award in return. So these are the three very important components. Three important components of love. So divine love is like that. It doesn't want anything, anything, anything. There's a Marathi saint who says, Bhakti vatsuna mukti chi maz zadali re vyadhi, vitthala meets akara aparadhi. Whilst doing bhakti, suddenly I have developed the desire to attain freedom, moksha. But then I am the aparadhi. Forgive me for this. It means that I want something else as a result of my bhakti. I want mukti as a result of my bhakti. Is it not a sin? That I am desiring something else instead of God's love. Well, God's love is the highest. The divine love is the supreme. No other love. All the worldly love in front of this love are but dust, ashes. No love can be compared to this love. So, love him above all. In yesterday's Sakar Murli, Baba said, love me so much to the extent, what should happen? So that you start crying. So that there is romance, goose pimples in today's Murli also. At one place Baba said, we should have romance of happiness. There should be goose pimple, horripilation. Your hair should stand on end. Such love. And suddenly you should become tar, coolness. So that is divine love, inspeakable. It cannot be described in words. It is the jaggery of the mute. It is the jaggery of the mute. A person who cannot speak, who is dumb, and he is eating jaggery. Now how we will describe? Divine love is like that. It flows out. The tears wells up. But it cannot be described. So Baba is saying, just as Father Brahma was lovely, Father Brahma was absorbed in God's love. Apart from the Father, he did not see anything else. He did not see anything else except the one Father. This is such a highest stage of Vairagya. This is such a highest stage of Tapasya. This is such a highest stage of Purusharth. Where one is soaked, drowned, absorbed, merged, totally sunk in the love of God. In his thoughts was Baba, in his words was Baba, and his action he had the Father's company. When you speak any words while stable in the stage of being absorbed in love, then these words of love will tie the other souls with love. Theories and dogmas and philosophies and books, they do not make one lover of God. It is the absorption in that love. So, such a love should arise in the heart. And such a love will take birth in silence, in solitude. And such a love will happen when you are constantly thinking of him. Just as in that Ramayana, that Hanuman is asked, what time of day is this? And Hanuman says, I think only of Ram. I don't know what day is it. I don't know what time it is. He is totally absorbed in that love of God. So recently we had revised one Murli of 6th January. 6th January, Sunday, second part. What was that? Not Karmatit. Karmatit was even before that. This was Prabhu Prem. This was on God's love. Recently, today is what? 5th, 16th. So 10 days back, on 6th January, we had revised one Murli. So in that, Baba had described God's love. Now we will revise that again. Anybody? 12S. Divine love is like a string. 12S. Divine love is like a swing. Jhula. Baba said, this is Anandamai Jhula. This is Sukhamai Jhula. Divine love is like a swing. You keep on swinging in that swing of happiness, in that swing of super sensuous bliss. So keep on swinging in this swing of super sensuous bliss. Divine love, it cannot be described, it cannot be defined, it can only be compared. It is like this, because how can you describe it? It is indescribable. So divine love is a swing, where you keep on swinging all the time. And only the soul who has tasted this divine nectar can describe it. Those souls who have not tasted this divine love cannot describe it. One must enter, one must get into it, then only you can describe. Second, store. This is khazana, this is treasure, the greatest of all the treasures. This divine love is a treasure. You must realize it, that divine love is a treasure. What are those thieves who stole away my treasure? Why the divine love reduces when people are in Madhuvan? The divine love is at the peak, at the zenith. But the moment they go back, the divine love, the stock reduces. Why? Who comes and steals? Who are the robbers of divine love? So Baba says, this is treasure. So fill yourself with this treasure so much that no human being, no circumstance is able to steal it away. And he is the highest. Always remember that. That ocean is full. God is full. If you take out full out of it, what remains is full. Purnamada, Purnamidam, Purnat, Purnamadachate, Purnasya, Purnamadaya, Purnameva, Vashishyate. God is complete. Take out the complete from that complete. What remains is also complete. So it never exhausted, is inexhaustible. So also this divine love should be inexhaustible. Third, it is saint. It is saint. Saint of spirituality, saint of divinity, khushbu, ruhaniyat. So divine love is like a fragrance, aroma. Divine love is a surrender. Divine love means, just as father says, my children, you say that everything I have is father's. So give up your flaws in his love. Yesterday also Baba said, you have to become real diamond. And when you have to become real diamonds, means you have to get rid of all the flaws. That diamond has to be cut in order to get rid of flaws. Here you are Chaitanya, you are live diamonds. So get rid of all the flaws and become pure, spotless, speckless, impeccable diamonds. So divine love means surrender. Total surrender. That is the mark of divine love. That you sacrifice yourself. You sacrifice your very life for the one whom you love. Fifth. Selfless true love. It is selfless. It doesn't want anything for itself. It wants to give. It wants to give all the time. It does anything for itself. That is a true selfless love. This is the only love which is true and selfless. All other loves are false. Sixth, this is soaring instrument. Udne ka sadhan. This is soaring instrument. This love makes you fly. This love makes you go up. This love makes you rise above. Otherwise, mind tends to stay at the lower platform, at the platform of body. In today's Sakar Murli Baba said, be soul conscious and all these thoughts of body will fly away. Be soul conscious and all these thoughts of body, all this criminal eye. When you see a woman, there would not be any criminal eye. All the thoughts of criminal eye. All the vicious thoughts will fly away. So it's a soaring instrument that makes you fly. Seventh, it is string. It is a string that pulls you. Divine love is a string that pulls you. Eight, stylogram. We said it is a, you got the pen to write. Ninth, strong rays. These are the strong rays which you experience. And in front of these strong rays, not a single problem has even the power or daring to raise the eyes. Samasya. Tenth, sustenance. Baba gives you such good sustenance at Amrit Vela. Who wakes you at Amrit Vela? The Father comes and wakes you up. Look at the life we are living. God is coming and waking up at us in the morning. We never thought this. In one Murli Baba had compared, who wakes you up in Amrit Vela at in Satyug? Who wakes you up? Prakriti, the birds. Here God comes and wakes you up. So the highest power, your life, your day starts with such divinity, such freshness, such intoxication. 10th, 11th, sign of love. What is the first sign of love? That you want that your beloved should be ahead of you. And Baba wants you to become complete, near and similar. Complete, near, similar. Sampurna, sampanna, saman. And the last, 12th, karmatit. The desire of this father, or the sign of this love, is that you should become karmatit. No actions should be done under the influences of these senses. But you are master and the senses are your servant. So they were the 12 signs of divine love, or the marks of divine love. So today's homework rather is get absorbed. Remain absorbed in this divine love. Think what I should do so that my love for God, love for Baba goes up. What I should do. If today my love for Baba is here, how the graph of divine love should increase. What are the things, what are the loopholes, what are the bottlenecks through which this divine love is flowing out? Patch up all the holes of divine love. This is the highest. Think of the advantages of this divine love. Compare it. Baba always believes in this comparison philosophy. This is divine love. This is worldly love. What the worldly people have given and what God is giving. Keep on loving worldly people. And what they give? Sorrow and suffering and deception. Expectations which never get fulfilled. Dissatisfaction. We pin our all hopes on them, and what we get in return is frustration. While this divine love is such highest, but only thing is that we are far, far away from it. The first thing is to accept that we are far away from this divine love. Ask Baba that let his love take birth in my heart. And what should I do so that I should be able to spread your love across the world? So lovelin, that is the first word, most important word for today's Purusharth. Om Shanti.